Happy Friday, guys. Welcome into the latest edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt. We are here each and every morning on bettingpros.com, always being brought to you by BetMGM. And you guys know the offer from BetMGM, the $10 bet. It's above me here on YouTube where you get the video for this podcast. $150 on any event with the promo code JUICE150 at BetMGM.com for new users. Promo code JUICE150. All right. So we get the parlay or the teaser, right? Rather, one unit hit on that or a 0.8 unit hit on that. That's nice. The four prop bets, we go 2-2. We get the Case Keenum under passing numbers and we get the John Collins over 15.5 by the skin of our teeth. He ended with 16 points. Ooh, that was tight. So we got that. And that's right on where the prop bet cheat sheet had it, by the way. So props to the prop bet cheat sheet. They projected 16 points. John Collins, 16 points. Capella does not get an assist. So we got that wrong. And then Pat Connaughton, what happened to the Bucks last night? Oh my gosh, they got rolled. Bad loss for Milwaukee last night after their ring ceremony. Big letdown game. They get beat badly. Connaughton does not hit a three. It was 0-for-4 from behind the arc. So we got those two wrong, those two right, and then the teaser correct. So it's a winning night. It's a small win, but it's a win, and we're going to take that. We're never going to be arguing about winning money. And so we win money on a Thursday. So we head into a Friday here tonight. I've got the parlay for you. I've got one NBA play. I have one Major League Baseball play. I have one full unit college football bet that I want to give you now that I gave out in the Discord channel already because the number is moving. And I think it's important to get it's moving off of a key number. So I think it's really important. It's a big pros versus Joes game. So I'll get to that here in just 1 second. So kind of a and then I'll tell you right now, I want to be on the Sixers at home against the Nets. But Embiid's got to play. If Embiid plays, I will take Joel Embiid props and I will take the 76ers to beat the Nets coming up here tonight. OK, so that I may have a whole full unit in play on the Discord channel coming up here. Bettingpros.com/chat or the link, which is underneath me here on YouTube to get in that game, that Nets and Sixers game. I'm eyeballing it, but I got to see if Embiid plays or not. If he doesn't play, zip, I'm off of it entirely. Okay, so we're going to wait. We'll wait for a Friday night. We'll see what happens with that game. I have got a thing on Friday night called a trunk or treat. You guys ever done this? My wife does this every year at my kid's school. It's going to be long and not that fun. So I'm not going to be around on the Discord channel all that much because the reception at the school is not that great. But so that's where I'm going to be tonight on a Friday night. But let me give you the parlay here right at the top. I haven't hit one of these in forever. I think I'm 0 for my last 7. So do what you want with this. But these are plays I came close to making that I haven't made as of yet. We're going over 4.5 runs, Boston Red Sox team total against Houston. Okay. Over 4.5 runs for the Red Sox here tonight in their must win elimination game against the Astros. Over 4.5. Red Sox scored 3 runs in 2 games. I think they're due to come around here and get their bats hot. Red Sox hit well in Houston before. Over 4.5. Memphis on the road at UCF. I still think UCF is broken without Dylan Gabriel. I still think they got big problems. I like this Memphis team. Number's 2.5. We're taking 2.5 on Memphis. Memphis to go down to Central Florida and run the ball, covering a 2.5 point line. And then I like the Denver Nuggets laying 7 at home against the San Antonio Spurs. Don't think the Spurs are all that good. I think the Nuggets are one of the best teams in the NBA. I think they're going to go to work here on a Friday night. Looked really good in their opener. I think they come out with another big win here. So I'm laying the 7 points with the Denver Nuggets. That's a plus 625 parlay at the moment. Okay. 3 legs plus 625. For the don't bet a parlay here for us. Hopefully I'll start to hit a couple of these because I haven't hit one in a while, but 3 sports kind of all over the place here. Memphis minus 2.5, Denver minus 7 in the NBA, Red Sox over team total 4.5 here for us. All right. So that takes us to the official plays, and the first official play, half a unit. I want to bet a whole unit on this. Okay. I really do. But because I've only been betting half a units on every game, it's 5-0. It's due to lose at some point. So if I go ahead and bet a full unit, it knocks out 2 wins. So I don't want to do that because we've been doing, we're 4-0 here on the pod, like everybody else, picking the over for the Red Sox and the Astros. It's 8.5. It's going to move. It's going to be at 9. It may go off at 9.5 again, but it's hit no matter what it is. It hit. So look, I think Boston's got Nathan Eovaldi on the mound, and we know the Red Sox bullpen is taxed, and this Astros lineup can score a ton of runs. I think the Red Sox can score a bunch of runs. We haven't had a game where both teams score a lot. Either the Red Sox scored a lot when they scored in game two, they scored a ton, and then game three, they scored a ton, and then game four, Astros scored a ton, and game five, Astros scored a ton. So here we are in game six. Maybe this is the game where both teams score a lot. I want to put a full unit, not going to. Official play, over 8.5 runs at -115 is where I got it here tonight. 8.5 runs over Red Sox and the Astros for a half a unit at -115. What am I doing with the other half a unit? Well, the Suns and the Lakers. I told you guys this before when we took the Warriors. I'm fading the Suns and I'm fading the Nets. Sorry, I'm fading the Lakers and I'm fading the Nets early in the season. This number opened up at 3.5 for the Lakers. It has been steamed all the way down to a pick. All right. I don't like that. But I do think, even at a pick, I do think the Suns, after coming off a loss in their first game, a loss to Denver, and they're going to need to bounce back here, one of these two teams will start 0-2. For the Lakers, they may start 0-2 at home. But I think there are so many questions about this Laker team early. I think the Suns, their roster is so similar to last year's roster, and the Lakers are so different. It's like, coming out of the gates against the Warriors and the Suns, that's really hard for the Lakers. They'll get into, like, you know, taking on the San Antonios and the Memphises of the world, the Dallases of the world, who I think aren't going to be that great this year later in the season. But right now, I mean, they're going up against two really tough teams out of the gate at home where they don't have their rotation down. They don't really know how to play with each other. Yeah, it's Anthony Davis. Yeah, it's LeBron James. But man, yeah, I mean, I think this was the books opening up with a Laker, you know, shade to the Lakers because of the public betting that will come in on LA. LeBron can't go 0-2 and both games are at home. There's no way LeBron can't lose. I'm going to put the half a unit down on it. It's a money line bet. Suns just to win. I think the Suns are the better team. They're the deeper team. I think they have more options here. I like the Suns to go in there and play defense to slow down LeBron, slow down Anthony Davis. I mean, Westbrook's okay. I mean, at some point, the Lakers might wind up as a home dog, and that kind of scares me a little bit. And talk about, like, closing line value if you got in and got the +3 on the Suns, which is ridiculous, but it's a pick. And we'll see how much action, how much money comes in here for the Suns. A lot of pros, a lot of, you know, less steams on Phoenix. I don't love that, but for a half a unit, I think that's a decent play. All right, we're going Suns money line, half a unit, -110 on the road at the LA Lakers. Suns money line, Red Sox, Astros over 8.5. There is the first full unit in play here for a Friday. Okay. Now, like I mentioned, we may have more. We got to wait and see about Joel Embiid. I'll have some player props probably I'll chuck up at some point during the day, depending on what Embiid's status is. If Embiid's playing, I'll probably have a point bet on Embiid. I think he goes off against Brooklyn. I don't really like the Nets the way they looked in their opener, and I think that they're kind of trying to figure things out a little bit here, and you know that Philly's going to be rocking, and they look good in their opener here. In the wake of the Ben Simmons stuff, they're just focusing on basketball, and I think it's a galvanizing force. They went out to dinner together in New Orleans before the game, and they went out and killed the Pelicans. I think it could be really a team-building exercise early in the year where it's like us against Ben Simmons, and here come the Nets, and let's go out there and smash. So we'll see what the line is, and we'll see what happens. But Phil, I'm leaning Philly, leaning for Embiid props, and we'll come back probably with a prop or two as well during the Discord, on the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat. Now, I do want to give you one unit play for Saturday, the first college football bet of the year. I'm going to keep doing it, guys. I'm going to go back and I'm going to fade Clemson again. Clemson is a dog in the ACC. This doesn't happen. Clemson's catching points, all right? The public has already started to bet this by walking in saying, wait a minute, I got Clemson on the road against Pitt. Yeah, give me Clemson. This number is a pros versus Joes game. It is moving. I gave it on the Discord channel last night. Pittsburgh's laying 3. Okay. This has been a long, long time. I mean, we're talking, it's been a long time since, I think 2016 was the last time Pitt beat Clemson. Okay. Pitt has an offense. Pitt has an offense that can score, and DJ and company simply cannot score. This offense for Pittsburgh is legitimate. And I think if you're looking at the defense, Kenny Pickett's got 21 touchdown tosses to one interception. He completes passes 9.4 yards per attempt, 70% completion rate right now for Kenny Pickett. And I get it. It's again, certain level of competition that maybe not be Clemson's defense. And you got Brett Venables, and he can make up, he can find ways of really frustrating this Pitt offense. But really all they have to do is score 28 points. If they get to 28, Clemson can't score 28 points on anybody and anybody. They were 14-point favorites against Syracuse. We faded them. They were 14-point favorites against BC. We faded them. Now they're catching 3 points on the road at Pittsburgh. Nah, man. Give me Pittsburgh. Lay the 3, not 3.5. That's important. All right? Buy it up. Buy it down to 3 if you have to. But it's at 3 at DraftKings right now, time of taping. I got it at 3. You need 3. All right? That's an important number. 3-3-3. That's an important number here. -3 for Pitt. Key number here, important number here. But I don't think the offense, you could say like, oh, it was the first game and they couldn't move the ball against Georgia. That's why Clemson. Okay, fine. What do you do in week 8? Like, what do you do? We're 8 weeks in. This is not a small thing. This is not a small sample size, okay? They couldn't move the ball on the road at Syracuse. They couldn't move the ball at home against Boston College. Like, this team's offense is garbage. Absolute garbage. Sample size is not small. Pittsburgh's offense is legit, home field advantage. Give me Kenny Pickett. Give me Pittsburgh. Let's lay the 3 points. Full unit, Pittsburgh, -3 on Saturday. That 3 points is important, though, okay? 3 points is important. All right, so, again, the Don't Bet a Parlay for a Friday. Over 4.5 team total Red Sox. Memphis, -2.5 at UCF. Denver, -7 at home against the Spurs. 3 legs. +625 parlay. Shop around, find the best odds on that. But that doesn't count. We're taking the Red Sox over 8.5, Astros and the Red Sox over 8.5 at -115 for a half a unit. Lakers, Suns, money line. It's a pick. -110. Suns to beat the Lakers here on a Friday night. Stay tuned to the Discord channel for props and the Joel Embiid status for the Sixers and the Nets. Embiid plays. Taking the Sixers. What's the number? We'll see. Don't know what the number is, but we'll definitely have some prop bets and whatnot going on. So make sure you'll be a part of the Discord channel. bettingpros.com/chat to get in. Again, link underneath me here on YouTube to get in. My name is Matt Perrault. Every single morning, it's the Daily Juice Podcast right here on bettingpros.com. Always being brought to you by BetMGM.